This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry Fund Lucrif Super make it easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, a dangerous day.
Welcome, guys. Good to see you.
We've got the band back together. It's going to be a great show. Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, yay.
How excellent.
One of the funniest people this country's ever produced will be in. I believe she's on. Have you been paying attention tonight?
That's very true.
Always hilarious. We'll have a chat to her.
That'll be excellent, too. Also, who we've got is someone I love chatting to because he lives a really low-key, boring life.
Who?
Todd Sampson.
Can I say something? Go home to your wife and kids.
No.
he's trying to get out of the house.
He takes it to the extreme.
Well.
And he's got a new series coming out and, you know, I don't know if he's got long left in this world.
Oh.
So something bad's going to happen to him very soon.
You've got a bad feeling, haven't you?
I've got a bad feeling. His new show is back. I say new show, it's back for another series.
That's right.
We'll put that up on blocks.
Okay, great.
Hey, we're going to speak to Gus Warland as well, because I want to talk about the World Cup cricket, bring us up to speed, and State of Origin.
Wow, all that was a bit of a shellacking, wasn't it?
I didn't see that coming.
Wooshka.
Oh, baby. Has Perth entered the fray in a big fashion.
Yeah, very interesting. I call bullshit, Mick.
Oh, it's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Have you got Royals? You got one headline for the women's mags you can give me?
Harry quits the Royals.
Oh, really? He's out.
I don't know how he can do
we
that.
We are off to a flyer.
Happy with that?
Why not? Hey, these women's sports. Thank
my God.
God for the girls.
I know.
Gone berserk.
A bit of class.
We'll have a look at what's going on in women's sport all over the place. Lots to digest. We've got some entertainment news as well, which I think everyone will want to go on to. Qantas Lounge.
Oh, now. Are we in the chairman's yet?
Forget the chairman's. There's a
it's
new
better?
One. There is a new one, Jane Kennedy.
All right, baby. Let's make
we're
it.
Off to the Logies this week.
We are. We'll see have snippets how that's going. Of how it's coming along.
So much to get through. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But firstly and foremostly, hello. I hope you had a good weekend, Dave.
Hello,
did you?
Dave.
I did indeed. Good. You guys?
All right. Yeah. Jane, what happened to you? You weren't here Friday.
I wasn't here
Big
Friday.
Big day at home.
Yes.
In the Kennedy Sitch household.
You know what? Mum was on hand for a daughter's year 12 formal.
All good?
Yeah, it's something I just couldn't handle. Let's just say
totally
I don't know if the other half would know how to handle tanning and
lashes.
Sewing.
He's a very talented man.
He is,
as
but
we
let's
said,
just
he's achieved
say,
a lot in his
he
life.
He doesn't know how to thread a needle.
Not his strong suit.
No, not his strong
well,
suit.
Well, he could in an operating theatre.
Oh,
I'll bet you. See, he can do that.
Well, I did a bit of driving around because, as I think I was saying on Friday, there's a lot of pre-functions before you go to your formal, and they're called. Well, I'll say it in the voice that that the Instagram girls speak like, prees. And it's pre-party.
And then a pre-party.
Pre-pre.
Which sounds like a fancy way of saying, pub crawl.
It really does.
Because you can't drink at the venue. And I think, I mean, I'm being fair enough here. I don't think I'm hiding anything. But, you know,
let's be honest.
Kids grog on, I think, at home. It's so expensive to go out as well to a venue. And these are 18-year-olds I'm talking about too. But going out to a pub or something.
Okay. Everyone home safely.
Everyone got home safe. Nice and late.
Tears from you. I'm suggesting there would have been on a number of occasions.
I was a bit melancholy.
Right.
I was. It was a big
you
deal.
You would have been on the blub beforehand.
Well, I've already been on the blub the whole weekend.
You've been on the blub afterwards.
Yes, that's
home,
true.
And then what happened? What else?
Well, I went to see Toy Story 4.
Oh, my God.
With
did you?
A couple of the boys.
You're a good mum. You are. Everything else that we say and joke around.
I don't want to make sound out that I'm a good mum. I wanted to see Toy Story 4. I mean, I said, come on, troops.
For someone who basically took this show to get out of the house.
Yes. You know what? They're pretty good kids and I like their company, you see.
All right. So what did you do?
Well, we went to see Toy Story 4.
Okay, just quickly, because it's a good franchise. Is it up there with the...
It is for me and there's an order, pecking order of best, and I'm going in the order of release, Toy Story... Then Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
Then 4, actually, and then 3.
Oh, yeah. 3 was a dad.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan
was a
of
bit
3
of dad. So 4, excellent. You'll really enjoy it. But here's my problem. We're sitting there with our popcorn and our drinks, And I'm in a really happy mood. It's the afternoon.
Sure.
And I hear...
This is for trailers?
The trailers have started. This is what I hear. Oh, my God. No. The Lion King's coming out. Oh, my God. And I start seeing these little baby lion cubs. And then I see Mustafa. And then I see all the other animals. And it looks so real. And I go, the blub. Oh, the complete blub. And the boys are going... Oh, my God, she's not crying, is she?
Who's a young one? What's the coincidence? Kimba?
Oh, yeah. Simba?
Simba. Simba. Her gets put down in this one.
Don't say that. Yeah. Then I'm saying, how did they make this movie?
He gets shot by a hunter. He does.
Yeah, he doesn't.
There's hunters who
don't say that.
Rich, fat American hunters.
No. Jeez,
come in.
Like after Rhino Tusk. I have to get Kevin Peterson to come and watch it with me. That was... And then there was another terrible one. Is there another piece of music? Anything from... A yak?
Oh, yes.
The abominable.
Yes,
so then I pull myself together.
So hang on, why did you go the blob when you heard that, though?
Oh, because it's just every time I think of The Lion King, it's so emotional, it makes me cry, and I just thought of what was to be. That's Lord. This is the remake. And then there's a... Oh, don't. It's when I hear that African music. Oh, my God.
And what else? What's the other one?
Then there's another one about an abominable snowman.
Wow. That's
a Yeti.
And they have this song in it, and it made me cry, too.
My Yeti back.
Now listen.
Is that your home? No way.
He's taken from his home. You can go your own way. And he just wants to go
back to your family. I wish Dad were here to see this.
Oh, my God, now I'm crying again. You can go your own way.
Okay.
I think we're back.
You're an idiot.
I was like this. And Toy Story hadn't even started.
Okay, we get the point.
Great films.
You had a couple? Or were in a gold class? Were you having a
drink? I might have had a drink with
you're tired.
You don't have to be in gold class to have a drink these days.
Is that true?
Yes, that's
true. I don't approve of that. I told you that. I'm old school when it comes to the cinema.
Right.
Well, let's just chat
about
it off
air. Popcorn and a cake. All right. We'll come back. There's more to chat about. And we might talk about, if you've got some old VHSs of Disney, you could be in luck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Here, thanks to Lucruf, an industry super fund, only benefit members. PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
So you're watching movies at the cinema with your children and bursting into tears. I watched, this was a watershed moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched Shrek with my boys.
Oh, were you nervous showing them?
So, I was. Firstly, I was glad to finally show it. Do you know Netflix? I'm getting off Netflix. They are hopeless.
What's up?
Well, every time you try and find a film that's any good, you know what they do? You say you punch in Shrek, it goes, oh, films like Shrek that we have. So they have every other Shrek, but
like
not the original.
Like Eddie Murphy or something.
So then you go, oh, Dumb and Dumber. The kids will love to see Dumb and Dumber. I'll show them.
Because it's the best one.
Off the chain. Oh, films like Dumb and Dumber.
Right. Oh,
no, you have no films that are any good.
Oh, Dad wasn't happy.
You charge a mint. It's a rubbish service. So
get it together with your films.
Go and get something else.
Well, this is
that.
An interesting but story you've come across.
Well, so firstly,
what was Shrek like?
Well, see, this is one of my all-time favourite films. Make no mistake, a good children's film, well executed, is one of the all-time hardest things in the world to do. And it happens to include one of the funniest characters ever. And I like showing the boys funny stuff at the moment, and I really enjoy them. Yeah. So when you get introduced to the donkey from Shrek, I put it to you, there is nothing in this world I can think of that makes me laugh harder than the antics of the original sidekick, which has been mimicked a million times in Madagascar's and everything else,
which was
the donkey from Shrek.
Yeah.
And to see my boys falling apart on the couch, laughing at and getting what is quite a complex
storyline
as well.
Yeah.
Good times.
My 75-year-old father-in-law was the same on the flip, being a kid, but he's Shrek's his favourite film of all time. We showed him years ago. And he loves it and we're just rolling in laughter.
Well, the story, if you can believe it, it sounds slightly apocryphal, but it was one of those big-shot Hollywood producers who ended up producing it.
Right.
Found his kids in a room laughing their tits off one day, and they'd found this book in a library called Shrek, this is what it was. It was like a modern adaptation of a fairy tale.
I love
and he saw
like
them,
that.
And he went, oh, that's interesting.
Might be a buck in this.
Yeah.
Yes, as only a Hollywood exec can do.
That's right.
Hey, while we're talking great children's films, and any other if you like, there's a... how long before this took off? I didn't know, but I should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
You can have big coin lying around on your old VHS copies that you got around the house.
I'm 25, kicking myself
25
now.
Grand for a dusty old Disney VHS tape could be on the cards here.
Wow. Now that's frightening.
There are some big coin going down on eBay and others for certain editions of Disney films. There's one called the Black Diamond Collection, which is notified as the Black Diamond on the spine.
Right.
But it has original stories. Like it's called The Fox and the Hound, Cinderella, Bambi, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin.
Got it.
You got at home, you are sitting on a mint. So this starts like everything else, and all of a sudden it's like it'll be an antiques roadshow.
Good God.
Soon for VHS videos lying around the house. It got me thinking, what have you got, 133353, that you think might be worth some money, and you can let us know. Have you got any?
I just text home and I said, what are the VHSs that you can remember we've still got? And we come up with Ratatouille.
Oh, that's a great film, by the way.
Aladdin. All the Wiggles.
Which Aladdin?
Disney. Oh, the animated original Disney.
Oh, yeah. The original.
Yeah, with Robin Williams.
No, that's not the original.
Oh, isn't it?
I think the original original is.
Oh, the original. Oh, that would be boring then. Up is another one. That's another sad one.
I have a great movie.
Up's a ripper.
I love
Up's
that.
A great one.
Do you know that first scene? That's a movie before you watch the movie of them in their previous life.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
So upsetting. Another sad movie.
You know what I've got, which I'm sure could be worth money? 1980 copy of Richmond versus Collingwood.
Oh, really?
Grand final. I bet you someone would love that.
Really?
That would be good. Pumping Iron, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have on a VHS.
But did you buy that yourself?
No, it was given to me. It was given to me as a present.
Yes.
Have you ever seen it? It is.
No.
Oh my God!
Bring it in.
No. It is off the charts. Mm. It's one of the all-time greats.
It is
cult,
and it's now so cult. The actual VHS copy of that. I bet you is worth something.
Yeah. I got Raiders of the Lost Ark on VHS, an original too.
Oh, yes.
And,
I've got it. Yeah,
this will be like mid-early 80s and really like mint condition, like it's been looked after over the years.
So all right. Well, this sounds good. Why don't we take a couple of these calls?
Good idea.
What's Kim up to? Kim?
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. What have you got lying around on VHS at home?
Well, it's actually not VHS. It's an album, the original album of Bambi, the story.
Oh, Bambi,
like a record.
Like a record.
Yes.
I've got that. And if you turn it over, has it got Thumper on the background?
I think it does. I haven't listened to it.
Thumpity thump thump. Thumpity thump thump thump. That is worth. I've still got
that. Why don't you and Kim get a room and sing your Bambi song?
Well, if you can't be happy for us.
Turn the page when Tinkerbell rings a little bell.
Okay. David, take that tone out of your voice. Okay?
Thanks, Kim.
Hey, the Thumper song is a ripper.
All right. I'm sure it exists.
It's coming up.
All right. Hey, what about Mick? What have you got there, Mick? Hello, Mick.
Hey, Mick.
Mickey. Turn your radio down.
Mick, you're an idiot.
Hello, Mick.
How you going?
Yeah, good.
What have you got on VHS that you might be thinking worth some coin?
Oh, the best bits of The Late Show, 1, 2, and 3.
That might be worth coin, you think?
Oh, I reckon so. And I've got the Champagne Edition on DVD too.
Ah, it's the Champagne Edition that'll get you up into the 20 bucks zone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like it a lot. What about Laurie? What have you got at home on VHS?
Yeah, Mickey, I've got probably 20 VHSs of all the old Looney Tunes cartoons.
Now, are these ones you record yourself or are these proper?
That's amazing.
No, they're proper ones, straight bought from the factory back in the day.
Well, that could be worth
some coin. Who was your favourites of the Looney Tunes?
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
Can you do an impression for us?
I see a boy.
Have you got the Three Little Pigs? That's a famous one. The jazz, three little pigs.
I've got that one.
Oh, I love that one,
Dave,
too.
Dave, what have you got at home?
I've got on DVD. You're talking about Top Cat. I've got a few Hanna-Barbera VHSs over the years, plenty of Flintstone collections as well. So I was a big cartoon kid.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Keep them coming. 133353. We're happy to take your calls. Let us know. We'll do a recce and see if they're worth any money for you.
By the way, all our calls that come through today, we're going to put you on the standby list to go to the Gold Coast this week for the TV Week Logie Awards. That includes return flights to the Gold Coast, transfers, accommodation, and tickets to the red carpet.
Am I going to that?
You are. You and Jane. Both of you will be there. So
I'm a 50-50 chance.
Don't be shy. You can call through 133353 to contribute to the show. You can also go online, kennedymalloy.com.au.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malone.
Gee, it's a big response to people trying to work out if they've got VHS copies of anything lying
around. There's a lot of gold out there.
That are worth money. Thunderbirds series, 5 VHS tape sets of the Thunderbirds. That's got to be worth something.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you right now.
What about Three Stooges, 6 VHS tapes of the Three Stooges?
Okay, if that happens to include Pardon My Backfire, I kid you not, which was the only 3D edition of a Three Stooges VHS. Wow. Russell Gilbert had a copy of that. Really? We used to invite people around to watch Pardon My Backfire, and that thing would be worth a lot of money. Lots of Disney stuff floating around.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Someone had original first release of Cracker Jack.
Well, jeez.
Someone said Star Wars on Super 8. That'd be worth something, you think.
Star Wars on Super 8?
Yeah, imagine that.
Jeez Louise. All right, so you get the...
All right, we're going to move on, are we, too?
By the way, just quickly, how do I now, I'm really upset, do I contribute to Israel Folau's GoFundMe page?
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Well, I was really looking forward.
Oh, it's closed down.
Because I'm full of hate and I love judging other people, I thought it would be great to contribute some money to Israel Folau's GoFundMe page. And now it's gone. Why can't I get on?
Well... Unfortunately, as it was quite an obscene thing that as a platform to exist, it's been taken down because the GoFundMe
by the PC
terms.
Brigade, has it?
No, they just say it does not tolerate the promotion of discrimination or exclusion,
as opposed to the Christian faith, who clearly does, because I think that they haven't come out up in arms about this.
Well, that's $700,000 that has to be refunded to people, which it will.
We're all okay with this, aren't we? We're all okay with Israel Folau's GoFundMe page.
No, I'm not okay.
I just wonder.
Why are you doubting the rest of the country? It's only a few people who are doing
it. $700,000 worth and some specific
group. Not everyone thinks
and a Christian
like
lobby group and everything. Apparently it's okay.
Yeah, they're making a big song and dance.
What about the Netball League? They've come out and said they're okay with his wife promoting that.
Well,
not some
of our famous former netballers. Right. They're not saying that. I think there's enough voices now that we need. I think people are over it.
Really disappointed I didn't get a chance to contribute to Israel Folau's GoFundMe page because I'm full of so much hate.
Maybe
and rage.
You could set up one yourself.
I really like judging people. Yeah. I just thought it'd really be a good chance for me to express my.
You're gonna have to move on,
shitty
mate.
Views.
Sorry.
Hey,
have to move on.
Now. Well, I will move on. We're going to the Lobe. We're going to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, we are
this weekend. What's our chance of getting into the Chairman's Lounge at Qantas?
Well, to get into the Chairman's Lounge,
what?
Our chances are a big fat zero because we have not been invited.
Thanks a lot, Chairman. Who's the Chairman?
Alan Joyce.
Oh, hey, Joyce.
Don't speak to him like that.
133353.
No, say Mr. Ring Joyce. Mr. Joyce.
A little bit of respect.
Joycey.
Don't be aggressive, Tom.
Joycey. Is my invite to the Chairman's Lounge?
What about the new one they've got? Even better.
What do you mean? No, I don't want to go there. I want to go to the Chairman's Lounge. There's nothing better than the Chairman's Lounge.
Oh, yeah, there is.
What are you talking about?
It's the Platinum Lifetime Members Club, Mick.
I'm listening.
All you need to do is wait till you turn about 95 and you've got a chance of getting in then because that's long it will take you to accrue the amount of status credits.
You're telling me I can't get into the Chairman's Lounge and then there's one on top of that?
Yeah.
Who's getting that? It's just Eddie McGuire sitting on his own, isn't it?
I think it's going to be Eddie by himself. Who else?
What is it called?
Probably be our Prime
What's
Minister.
It called?
It's called the Platinum Lifetime
What happens
Club.
In there? What goes on?
How much? I mean, hummus.
I can only imagine.
The awesome platinum everywhere.
Hummus is hummus, isn't it? Everywhere you go. Right. You know what I mean?
I beg your pardon?
Hummus is hummus.
You're out. There is no place for you in my
Dips
lifetime
dip,
platinum lounge.
Piece of celery and a carrot stick. Yeah, what else do you want?
As long as it's being fed to me while I lie on a sofa in
the
a toga.
Difference
that's what I want to be doing.
I know. Why is it going to be any more special?
I don't want to go to the Chairman's Lounge anymore. I want to go to the Lifetime Platinum Lounge.
Well, mate.
Can you get me in?
You're going to have to fly 24 hours a day
for the next
15 years. Alan Joyce.
Hey, Alan. You need to call
don't
me.
Don't speak to him
sweet.
Like that.
He doesn't.
He won't want to speak
why
to
him. Why can't I in the gang?
Listen, leave it up to me. Leave it to me.
How many credits?
You know what you'll do? You'll get yourself in and you won't get me in, won't you?
Well, I'm nervous about your behaviour. You've got to behave yourself.
If you're
in
the chairman's lounge and I wasn't, I guarantee you, I would bum rush that thing. I would be in there.
You would
quick
be
sticks.
So pissed.
You know what
off,
I'd do? I would take a job working there with a false moustache until such time as I
poison my Bloody Mary.
Who's laughing now?
You would say, here's your Tabasco sauce, miss.
Hey, hummus is hummus. Cop that, mole.
Oh, great. Oh. It's a Monday. I've been called a mole. Life's good.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Excellent.
Seriously.
No, you know what it is.
I want to go to the chairman's.
They've put out a big release pretending to everybody that everything's honky-dory at Qantas and all your points.
Mm.
Just be very careful, everyone. Make sure you check at all your points now. Cross over with your family or whatever. I would say just congregate them all in one spot because I fear something major is going
to
happen.
You need to call me, Alan.
I'm nervous.
You need to call me and give me the code
to get into the chairman
for the chairman's lounge.
What is there going to be better in the chairman's than is in business?
Free Wi-Fi.
I imagine.
Yeah, free Wi-Fi and everywhere at the airport. You get in the airport as soon as you walk in.
I'm thinking of 100 nude chicks. Giving me a
why is that good for me? Why would I want to see 100 new chicks?
Yours. It's not your platinum lounge.
Yeah, but it's not just men in a pub. It's not kittens.
Oh, you've got your own thing. You've got
stripper poles.
You've got your own. Well, whatever you want, you can have in your room.
Oh, nails painted.
Right. I'll cut a couple of my girls loose. Hey, when we come back, lots to discuss. I don't know what it is yet.
I know. We've got a big show ahead. Todd Sampson's not too far away. Then Kitty Flanagan. We've got our entertainment report, women in sport, and more coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
Well, it's with disappointment we open because we've got such good news coming afterwards. But Norway defeated Australia in the Women's World Cup.
Yep.
The Matildas are out. It was such a shock. I was hanging out for that game, even though it was 5 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah,
but it was
disappointing
not to be,
and sad,
and a bit of a crummy way to go out
tinge
as well.
Of controversy, jeez. Always terrible to go out in penalties.
Always bad.
The VAR is. I just don't. I trust it as much as I trust a video review in the AFL.
Right.
You go. Okay. Who knows? It seems like a raffle. What they choose to review, what they don't choose to review.
It's
what
really,
they look at.
I know.
I mean, if you're looking at something, again, it's like in cricket. Originally, it was designed to get rid of the howler.
Yeah,
it's
right.
The one that is the decision that is so blatantly obvious. But when you have to sit there and look at the videotape 15 times in a row,
you know
it clearly is not
so it
obvious.
Be.
So anyway,
congratulations,
my blood
everybody.
Boils. And also, too, there should be a little inquiry into the preparation and the lead up to that tour because I think the girls were not helped by their own organisation.
Well, also their coach kind of.
Well,
went
that's
and,
part of it.
Yeah.
Yes, it wasn't ideal preparation to go onto the biggest stage in the world. No. And good luck to them; they represent our country very well. Done a great job.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Now,
welcome home.
We'll get to some good news now in Australian sport.
Well, for women in particular, I think is the key of today's sports
report.
You're
right, and let's go to young Ash Barty. She's now the new world number one.
I love the Barty party.
Julia Gorges to win the Nature Valley Classic in Birmingham. Mm.
In Birmingham.
Now, it was so weird to watch it. It's hard
to have a good day in Birmingham. Right. Do you know I was there for one day?
Yeah.
I think it is the single most depressing place I've ever been to in the world.
Well, why so?
It's just grey.
Right.
It's bleak. It's like it's a constant
city?
Drizzle.
Yeah,
you can kind of just see through. It's cold.
Right.
You don't want to get out of your car.
Okay.
You look like you're going to get beaten up.
Well,
it's really bad.
The sunshine came out for a little bit yesterday, and it came out for Barty, who's 23, and she came out, and it was really quite cute when they walk out now with the little girls holding their hands. It's a little. I'm just a twee.
Mm. It's a standard issue these days, isn't it? For the sports stars to come out holding.
It looks a bit daggy, but you know.
Jeez.
The whole court, everything looked a bit down and homespun.
They're playing in someone's backyard.
It was a little bit like the local tennis club. It looked a bit like that to me.
Birmingham for you. I'm surprised they've got a tennis court.
Well, after the French Open and how spectacular that looks. Anyway, congratulations to Ash Barty.
Awesome.
She is now the best women's tennis player.
Well, number
and
one.
Our first number one since Yvonne Goolagong.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that
isn't that amazing?
That's isn't nuts. That incredible?
Well, all right.
And
let's...
a good Richmond supporter, I should point out.
Right. How about, oh, yeah, she is too. How about we go to Australia's Hannah Green?
Wow.
She has won the women's PGA.
Her first major.
In Minnesota. Awesome. Congratulations.
Top shelf.
She's 22 years old from Perth.
That went down to the wire too.
Even par 72 on Sunday for a 9-under total
hard,
of 207.
Hard to win them when you're out in front.
Yep. One by one
top
shot.
Top shelf.
From defending champion Sungheim Park of South Korea.
I tell you what.
That's very exciting.
An incredible. A first major in any sport.
Brilliant.
Golf.
Women
amazing.
Are dominating here.
Women have gone Coco Bananas.
Not only that.
They go for the girls.
Oh, absolutely.
How about this? Sally Fitzgibbons moves to world number one.
Okay.
With her win in surfing in Rio. And if you've got to win a title, how good to win
well,
in Rio?
Well, not a bad one. I really hope she wins a world surfing title because she really covets this. She trains so hard.
Right.
She's so fit.
Mm.
She's got blinkers on when it comes to this sport.
Yeah.
She's a top sports person.
And what is it with
these great
girls?
She's great fun.
Mm. They're such good birds. Like they're really solid,
normal.
but driven.
Yeah.
Good luck to her. They're very competitive.
Oh, yeah.
That competition. So... good luck to her. Well done to the girls.
Hey, that's a good time to have a, party party and she can bring everyone
and
along.
And the Diamonds, I believe that we've got a World Cup that's not far away.
It's coming.
So the Diamonds, who are, of course, going to go in favourites again.
Well done.
So
well
here done, we go.
Might have to step up for the blokes.
Well,
just saying.
Well,
let's find out. Can we talk about the World Cup? Let's have a chat with Gus Wallen later on, Sam, when we talk about the World
still
Cup
on,
cricket.
Is it?
It's still happening. Yeah, it is still
don't
on.
Say
what
that,
do you mean?
I've told you.
Aussies play tomorrow night, I think. England might be.
Yeah, we'll turn around to that.
Warner done anything?
He's done a lot. He's had a good
game. He has.
Good game.
He's done all right. So has Smith.
All right, that's the sports wrap up. Up next, Todd Sampson.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Todd Sampson is extreme. He's extreme when he climbs Mount Everest as a Sherpa, unguided.
Not looking good. He's stopping every 10 steps and keeling over.
He was extreme when he came on this show last year and swore.
She said, oh, it's from Russell. And I said, oh, what does it say inside? And just said two words, get
Sadly, that couldn't go to air, but we do appreciate that story anyway.
And in the Season 3 return of Body Hack tomorrow night on 10, he's at his most extreme yet in Gaza.
They're ricocheting off the water. It's frickin' Jesus. They just fired straight over the top of us.
I've only been here 20 minutes, and I've already filmed half a dozen gunshot wounds.
Get the dump button ready and welcome back, Todd Sampson.
Now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Would you just go home to your wife and kids? is usually you're a guy who just doesn't want to go home. You'd rather get shot in the Gaza Strip than spend some quality time with a beautiful family. What is wrong with you?
You know, I often get asked what Naomi, my wife, thinks about me doing all this filming and how she feels about it. And it really comes down to two words, life insurance.
So it's a win-win for her, really.
It's a win-win
for her. You get out to have fun, but, something goes wrong.
My daughter watched a bit of, I involve them in the editing. They're 10 and 12. So I bring stuff home when I'm editing and they sit with me and I ask them, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And they're really good with logic bombs, actually.
Yes.
But Jet, my youngest, I said, we're showing her Gaza. And I said, what do you think? And she goes, Dad, I like it. But I said, oh, what don't you like about it? She goes, really, Dad, I don't like, you're in it.
See, that's interesting. When I hear you going to Gaza, part of me wants you to get shot.
Oh,
you know what I mean. But it'd just be good. It'd be good.
Do you know what that is?
It'd be good for the fit. It'd be a good finish to the episode.
That's totally.
Yeah, we had to dump Todd again. You've got real history in this. So.
Be very careful what you say to Todd. Now I'm going to get right on board. You think Gaza's dangerous. It's dangerous being on Kennedy Malloy for us, that's for sure.
I couldn't help myself, Mick.
Let's go through. I'm not going to sweep over Gaza and the fact that what you saw there and even the first 20 minutes of being there was just insanity, yes?
Yeah, so we arrived and I was working with... So fixers are the people that organize everything. Like producers are here.
Yep,
they basically do everything.
Yep.
So we were with, I won't mention her name, but the first and only female Palestinian fixer. And so we arrive on Friday and she says, would you like to go to the protest? And we said, yeah, okay. fine, we'll go. And we got in an ambulance. And we were driving for about 40 minutes, and then she hands over the flak jackets. And you know at that stage.
Are you in an ambulance?
In an ambulance.
That's the only way to travel on the Gaza. Well,
saves a few steps, I'm sure, and at least a phone call.
So hands out the flak jackets. That's always a good sign.
Hands out the flak jackets. And then we arrive, but I can't hear anything because of the sound. And then she opens the door and says, are you ready? And now when someone says, are you ready, you know. Yeah. So anyway, I jump out, and I've got a small camera, and I'm with Jeff, the director and shooter. He's got a big camera. And it was like a war zone. It was white with bullets flying everywhere, tear gas flying everywhere. We got out and we walked probably 3 meters, and then a kind of projectile object goes flying past Jeff's head. Jeff hits the ground. I think he's injured. But yes. I turn around and I look at him, and I just see the kid take it in the chest and goes down. God. And then I turn to my right, and the bullets are just shooting straight across, and I'm wearing a massive press bulletproof vest. And that was the first 10 minutes. Right.
So that may win you a gold Logie one day. No amount of gold Logies is going to make you want to see what you saw.
You need a flak jacket at the Logies. Let's see you do an investigative report from the Logies, my friend, after 10 and see how we go.
Todd, that can't be cool to see, and it's a hopeless situation, isn't it?
No wonder your daughter's upset with you.
Come on. We're upset with you. You're swearing on our show.
She was upset because I was in the film. She was interested in it on its own without me. It's upsetting, but it's a story worth telling.
Okay.
And okay, we need to bring everyone's attention to
it. So there's only 4 episodes in this series of Body Hack, which makes me think you're a lazy bastard. And one of them, I believe, is this true? You punch a reindeer in the face? Oh, is that, have I paraphrased?
Oh, I think it's worse.
There is another one that
not
my
a spoiler
kids
alert
were not happy with.
You didn't do anything to a beautiful reindeer, did you?
Reindeer is my new favorite animal, right? It's my new favorite animal. Well, so I'm in Siberia.
That's not what I've heard.
I hear what you do to an animal you don't like.
I'm in Siberia, living with a family in a chum, which is like a
it's like a
teepee with got 180 furs wrapped around it, and they move every 3 days. They pack up and they move because they have 1,000 reindeer, and the reindeer are fully adaptive. They're one of the only animals that can live in the north.
Okay,
so I'm living with them. It's all good until dinner time.
What do you mean?
They don't have coals. So he takes me out the back and he says, "We're going to have reindeer now." And I said, "Oh,
we're going to have reindeer for dinner."
So literally, we choke the reindeer to death with a rope.
Good times.
Right? And then, wait. That's the only food they have.
She's about
to cry. Rudolph does not make it out alive, let me tell you, without spoiling it.
That red nose is the least of his problems. He's got Todd Sampson wrestling him to the ground. Todd Sampson's got him in a headlock.
What
is wrong with you?
I wish I could come here all day because it's so good. It's the best laugh I've had. Like, it's like therapy for me.
But Todd, did you have to slit
the reindeer, in the best way they know
to
how,
eat it, to
right? But then they eat it all raw, right there,
sashimi style.
Brain, eyes.
Whoa!
Literally, we are scooping out of the stomach the blood to drink.
Well, you would be good on "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here" in the challenge.
Oh, you would win that.
Go back to Gaza.
I would rather go back to Gaza. You are outrageous, man. It is outrageous.
Hey, can you hang around? We'd love to chat with you some more. Maybe perform an intervention in this
song.
We've got
to stop this guy.
Body Hack tomorrow night.
You got it. On the Win Network and Channel 10.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Todd Sampson in studio as well.
We're talking to Todd, who's just got back from Siberia, where he kicked a reindeer in the balls.
He helped kill the reindeer.
And I ate
reindeer raw.
Yeah.
So one of 4 episodes for Body Hacks, which opens up for business tomorrow night. Gaza Strip we talked about. I'm sure that's going to be quite horrific, and there'll be great feedback, good and bad, on that one, because it's a controversial topic. We mentioned Siberia. You went to Mexico and hung out with a gay wrestler.
Which is openly gay luchador in Mexico. Which is an achievement. Extraordinary in a male macho. His name is Cassandro. He comes out in stilettos and a long dress, and he's my wrestling partner.
And a very religious culture, too, in
Absolutely.
Mexico.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Now, how did you go? Did you enter the wrestling fray yourself?
Just to put that one in context. Yes, just arrived. Haven't met Cassandro. Haven't met any fixers, no organizers, but I go with Jeff, my shooter, to see an event.
Yes.
So they don't know who I am. I just show up in the audience.
Yeah.
I choose a chair. I sit down. Halfway through the event, suddenly this big 120-kilo guy comes flying out of the ring, covered in real blood, sweating, and he lands on my lap. And I'm thinking, what the? And then I look over his shoulder, and all I see is another 120-kilo guy running towards him.
Oh, no.
Shoulder tackles him. We both go through the chairs onto the cement floor, crack 2 ribs. first 10 minutes of filming.
Now, that is a wrestling match.
I love a bit of audience participation, but that's over the top, my friend.
Boom.
And the other one, of course, Ethiopia. You get involved in. So you reckon this will be a controversial episode as well?
I think Ethiopia will be the one people will potentially have a bit of a hard time with, but it will start a conversation because the women get in this ritual get whipped until they bleed, and it's something. It sounds as horrific as it is, but it's not what you think.
Still not as bad as the 50s. Now,
look, that will be. And it will, as you say, it's a conversation starter in many ways, but I'm not sure.
I have just decided. Kennedy Malloy show is going to be my therapy. So every month I have to go see a psychologist to get cleared for insurance. I don't need to see the psychologist.
We'll take care
of that. I need to come in here, tell you what I'm doing, and I come out feeling so much better.
Done.
You've done something that I have never considered doing, but May is the time that people climb Mount Everest.
Yep.
There are a lot of deaths, and it was quite horrendous this year. You have done it yourself, Todd.
Yes. How many dead bodies did you step over?
But there's 125 when I was
still
up there.
Good God.
And I stepped over.
You're joking.
I stepped over quite a few.
You're joking.
Yeah. Cool.
Now, there's a story that I was made aware of when you were, before you climbed Everest. Yep. You went to ask somebody for some advice who may have had a little experience. Can you share
it with us? Yeah, I was in New Zealand for work, and I hadn't been on television, so this was a while back. I hadn't been on television. He didn't know me. Nobody knew me. I wasn't on television.
Who's radio, he?
Nothing. Ed Hillary. But I was in. But
you
I was
call
in
him
New
Ed?
Zealand. I was in New Zealand for work. Right. This is Kiwis. I was
but
in New Zealand for work.
How did you contact him?
Can you believe it? He's in the White Pages.
This is a great story.
So I go to the. You know how I got the idea from the cab driver? So I was in Auckland, and the cab driver said, talking about climbing, and I said, I'm a climber. And he said, oh, do you know Ed Hillary lives around here? And I thought, oh, I didn't know that. And then I went up to my room, and I thought, I wonder if he's in the White Pages. Open it up, Sir Ed Hillary's in bold.
No way. Yeah.
Well done, New Zealand.
So I phoned him, right? Complete stranger. I spoke to his wife. I said, look, my name is Todd Sampson. I'm about to go climb Mount Everest. Could I have a word with Sir Ed? And then I could hear her over a muzzled phone going, Ed, there's a climber on the phone. Was there a word with you? And then suddenly he gets on the phone. And
it would have been
maybe 20 seconds. And then he says, well, if you'd like to pop around for tea, I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours.
Fantastic.
So I dropped my gig doing, the work job, and I went to his house. And he sat down with me. And now one of the things he said to me now seems profound in light of what's happening on Everest. He said to me that in his opinion, and it would have eliminated him as well back in the day, he said, if you do not have the ability to climb Mount Everest alone, not that you have to do it, but if you don't have the ability to climb it alone,
you should not
be climbing it.
Yeah.
And now I look at what's happening on the mountain.
It was quite prophetic.
Then did you all sit
around and eat a reindeer? And
No, we killed his dog. We ate it together. It's just a normal Kiwi thing.
Can you do me a favour? Go home and see your wife and kids and say hello. And just spend
just
a couple of nights.
Stay in Australia for a
there
bit, Todd.
With them. We've got to go. We apologise we're running late. We're chatting with Todd. The show tomorrow night, Body Hack.
8:40 on 10 and the Win Network. Thank you, Todd, for coming in. Kitty Flanagan next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, it's going to be an absolute beauty, if I don't mind saying so myself. I call bullshit, Jane.
Yes,
it's
I've
coming
got
up.
Stefanovic news.
Stefanovic news. What a way to open that can of worms.
I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I've got Stefanovic news.
We're going to talk World Cup cricket and State of Origin, all the fallout, everything you need to know.
That's
with
a
the great
good idea.
Gus Wall and Triple M Zone. So that'll be fun. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with this woman.
Last time we caught up with Kitty Flanagan, we learned that we probably won't be seeing her on Toffee, the dating app for private school alumni, anytime soon.
I don't think I would. I think I'd be on the other one, the sort of the cheap Catholic school app. I thought it might be good to have one for the Steiner kids. Except it'd just be on a slate with a crayon, because they're not allowed any screen time.
Please welcome back one of our faves, Kitty Flanagan.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, of course. We'll get to that in just a moment. I believe it's star-studded tonight.
As someone asked me today, are you on So What Do You Reckon tonight? I went, yes, I am. I am on So What Do You Reckon.
It should be called that.
It sounds like a spoiler show on another network. Yeah. Seven have just released So What Do You Reckon.
I hear that that Costa, the gold Logie nominee, is going to be on tonight.
Oh, wow.
Costa with the beard,
That's
gardener.
The only thing anyone knows about the guy.
What's
is
the only
he's
thing
got a
they
massive
can
beard.
Nobody's been watching
And
the
weird thing
show.
Is Costa's been in my house.
What do you mean?
I know.
Oh, not my a bizarre coincidence.
Jeez.
The house I live in Sydney used to be owned by a Greek family that had been there for 60 years, and apparently Costa was their buddy and used to come in there and cook. I've got all these photos of Costa cooking in my kitchen. But I said, why didn't you get him out in the garden? The garden's a pile of crap.
When you moved into the house, did the family leave their photos?
No, but they started showing me. I think they were very proud. Okay. I think they thought it was going to raise the value of the home.
Sounds like a cracking show tonight. Of course, Ursula Carlson on, Ed Cavalese persisting with Sam Pang, I see. Who's this Lloyd Langford? That's a name that I have nothing.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
Tell me about Lloyd.
I thought, I've never heard of Lloyd.
What's the Lloyd Langford story?
And unfortunately, Lloyd puts us all to shame. He's a very funny man.
I believe he's from terrific. Wales.
He's Welsh, yes.
He's a Welsh comedian, and we may have information.
Oh, that sounds very...
Even if he doesn't say anything funny, it sounds funny in his lovely accent. So he's winning.
Now, we just had Todd Sampson on the show, because I know you used to have a show called Kitty Flanagan Body Hack. We know you're
Kitty Flanagan, so what do you reckon about body hack?
Would you, I mean, we were talking about all the daredevil things he does, and would you ever consider any of that stuff? Would you climb Everest? Would you get shot out of a cannon?
If someone's already done it, I don't see the point. Like, why would I climb Mount Everest in all of that gear with Sherpas carrying my oxygen when... The guy did it about 60 years ago in a woolly jumper and a pair of boots.
A beanie. He had a beanie.
Sherpas do it in a beanie and underpants four times a day. Like, if you can't do it like that, don't bother. Get off the mountain and go home.
One Sherpa did it twice in a day. That's what it's all about.
And carrying other people's stuff. So if you can't do that,
are you a daredevil, Kitty? Is there something that you like, you know?
I do like jumping off things.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite daring.
Oh, God, like what?
Like high things. I think it's vertigo. Like, what people say it's a fear of heights, but it's also that thing, you know, when you stand on a balcony and you look over and you think, God, I could see myself climbing off this. Like jumping.
Wow. That's a form
Have you
of
ever
vertigo
like bungee going. Jumped or anything like that?
I can't go upside down. I can only do jumping off things but remaining upright.
How do you know
it's very specific.
Too many rules here.
It's very specific.
So you can do a pin drop into the deep end of a pool.
Yes, and that's and then there's a tower in Auckland that you can jump off where they put a they put a cable on your back, and so they lower you really fast. Wow. So it feels like you're jumping, but it's like controlled kind of.
You heard my story from New Zealand when I bungee jumped. It's a true story. I've told it before. But I was showing off, and we were on the side of a mountain, and when the bungee cord kicked in, you were 3,000 feet off the side of the mountain. Anyway, I'd been showing off about how brave I was. I didn't want to do it. Eventually, I did it. But as I jumped off, the guy at the tower goes, "Hang on, mate!" Making me feel at that particular moment, I was attached
You're
to nothing.
You're about to die.
Yeah.
Cop that, Todd Sampson. Mick Malloy body hack.
How were your pants?
Because
I probably would fill mine.
Thinking
I'm going to die, who cares? Yeah.
Well, because we're on the side of a mountain, they couldn't lower you. They had to winch you back up. And when I got to the top, I said, "Who said that?" the guy goes, "Mate, that was me." I said, "Mate."
Did you get stuck into him?
Because that was so funny. I'm going to let you off. We exchanged underpants and I left. So there you go. Hey, can you hang around? We've got so much more to talk to you about.
I'd like to talk about diva-style requests. I have many. That is...
Kitty Flanagan is with us. Have you been paying attention? 8:30 tonight on 10 and the Win Network. More with Kitty right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan from What Do You Reckon? And Have You Been Paying Attention? 8:30 tonight on Channel 10. After MasterChef, generally, isn't it, Jane? Sometimes when that finishes up.
And also Utopia, which will be coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
So no doubt we'll be seeing you at the Logies, will we?
I won't be at the Logies.
Why?
No. I'm in the cull zone.
Oh,
that, what's a Coles app?
Well, I think when they have it in Melbourne, they can fit 500 more people in.
Oh.
And so they've got to cull 500 people to take it to the Gold Coast. And I think I'm number one of the 500.
Oh, so we have to look out for who's on your who's taking your place then.
Well,
from
I'm
the
not
ABC.
Actually on a show, so I don't know why.
Have you been? You've been to the Logies. You've presented at the Logies.
The first time I was ever on television, my first ever television appearance was at the Logies, accepting a Logie for Full Frontal for the previous season that I wasn't on. I'd just joined the
first
cast.
First time you'd been on television.
Wow. First time I'd ever been on television is me in a pair of gum boots and a very short black dress accepting the Logie with the cast of Full Frontal.
Well, that's something
fantastic.
For the archives.
Yes. So I should never have gone back. That I should have left it at that, my one and only Logie's appearance.
Have you been paying attention? You would have been nominated for a few this season, yes?
I think there's a few nominations.
So well, you'll be on hand to pick that up. Or is Tommy going up?
Tom Gleisner's going up.
Oh, mate, you watch. He'll be like Charlie Sheen in
he'll
the, in
be
the
there,
big suite.
Thanking Jesus Christ.
He should be there. I don't need to be there.
He's a big God bother.
He's got a GoFundMe page up to try and...
He won't be up that late, will he? They'll have to do it early.
They'll do the early one.
They'll do it for
mate,
the early
do a
one.
I guarantee you this right now, and I guarantee this will happen, Tommy G will be in a spa with Bernard Tomic and a couple of strippers... Okay, at some stage over that weekend,
that
you know how it happens. You
well,
know
Tommy's got a few, you know, he has a few demands that he makes.
Really?
What about yourself, Kitty?
Yeah, well.
Do you have any
you do.
Diva demands?
I do. But
I
what,
heard about this.
What usually happens
amazing.
Is I don't get those demands fulfilled.
Really?
Because my tour manager is also my best friend and he tells me pretty much to go screw myself anytime I ask for something.
But
however,
give us an example.
Yes.
Okay, well, because I play a lot of the regional areas, as we all know.
Yes. What's the show called, by the way, and where are you going?
It's next? Almost finished, everybody. Don't yes. panic.
Are you
it's
going
coming
to, Perth?
To a close.
You're going to Perth,
I'm going to Perth, yes.
Hey, we've got a big Perth audience.
Perth
they
and Mandurah, I'm doing.
It's yeah. smashing is the show.
It's smashing. It's Encore Performance in Perth, so right. I have done the show there before, but I'm bringing it back. But the thing is, I often play in whatever arts centre theatre they've got,
yes.
and sometimes in the regions they double up as the cinema. And
right.
in a cinema you get a popcorn machine, and I... cannot stand the smell of popcorn. I absolutely hate it. And the thought of people, like I can't even stand it when I see a movie and someone is eating popcorn in the movie cinema. So if they're going to come into my show with a thing
popcorn?
Of popcorn, I'm going to lose my mind.
This
and
has
I,
got a touch of the Mariah Carey. This is a touch of the Mariah Carey.
And what usually happens is I say to my tour manager, can you please ask them to turn off the popcorn machine? And he says, you've got to be kidding. Do you know how much money they make from popcorn?
Correct.
I'm not going to tell them to turn off. I went, oh, God, I can't stand it. It's going to stink. There's going to be people eating with their mouths having all through the show. So anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Tamworth.
Wow.
My usual tour manager wasn't there. I had a fill-in, and he usually works with, like, big-time rock and roll acts.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I said to him, hey, listen, mate, I just really had the smell of popcorn. Would you mind asking them if they could turn off the popcorn machine? He went, yeah, no worries. And I went, oh. I was the most reasonable person he'd ever worked with compared to all the rock and roll people.
Wow.
That is.
And he just went straight out and went, you got to shut that down.
Oh.
And I went, oh, but, and he went, no. Nah.
Shut it
Sorry,
down.
Sorry, shut it down. Shut down the popcorn machine like that.
Have you? Did he give you any other stories of people he'd worked with?
He like, did, but I'm not allowed to say what they were.
We don't have to say what they are. Just give us an example.
Say who they were.
Give us an example.
It's mostly large amounts of booze. Like when they tell you how many people in the band.
What's the booze of choice?
Well, see, for me, I have like one bottle of Sauv Blanc.
Wow, you are a sick human being.
That's stop sad it. On a number of levels. I don't know where to start with you. But you put some orange juice
some
in
nuts.
The top. Or...
and we have
cashews?
A plate of sandwiches.
What are you on a long haul flight?
Cheese.
Are you in economy on a long haul flight? I mean, what are you doing, woman?
It's pretty sad.
You got to live a little.
Especially when I have guests, like friends that come to the show and they go, oh, where's the green room? And I go, that's out there with the four sandwiches cut into triangles.
What makes
that's
you
my
think
demand.
People
I want them
sandwiches.
In triangles, not squares.
Oh, my. Do you know what?
Oh, but I've got rules about the sandwiches. No egg, no tuna. Don't stink up my dressing room.
Jesus, wow. You can't have popcorn, can't have tuna, can't have egg.
What's wrong
and
with
forget
you?
The day I worked in Huskisson and I came out, and there were people, because it was in like an RSL, and I came out and people had giant plates of schnitty and chips, and I just said, out. I said, the show stops. I just walked on and said, the show is stopping till these people leave the room with their plates
of Are you serious?
Fries. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
You can't eat a meal.
Well, be prepared.
There's a art collection I'm going to take you to. It's in Berlin. It's called the Bruce Collection. In one particular room, it's an installation, there's a machine that makes popcorn and just keeps punching out popcorn. So when you go into the room, it's a room the size of a squash court that's full of popcorn. You and I
well,
are going to
that. Well,
that
sounds like you'll need therapy.
Like the ballroom, like the ballroom in IKEA. Yeah, you're just swimming in popcorn. It's my nightmare.
Hey,
Kitty, we'll see you tonight.
Good luck tonight.
Have you been paying attention? Yeah, good luck. That's on 8:30 Channel 10 and the Wynn Network.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Gossip affairs and scandals, which royals are in a rift. I've gone through the trash mags. It's time to call bullshit.
Great. I love it.
Very theatrical.
I love it.
That's terrible.
It's really good.
No, I'm going to read
it. I complained that you had nothing because all you had was a little breaker.
Yeah.
And then you went all song and dance on
it. Yeah, showbiz. It
needs to go up an octave.
It's like a Fosse number.
It is.
That is.
Oh, you don't know your Fosse.
And you
really
do it.
Not.
And you do it live every time.
Yeah, Fosse would have a bit more.
Lights.
Okay.
And you straddle a chair for no reason.
Really weird how you do
that's
that.
That's what I'm doing with a bowler hat and
garters on. Straddling your hair and jazz hands.
I've got fishnet stockings
on. And a spotlight.
That's weird. I have.
Anyway, look, good for you.
Okay,
are
you ready?
It's a lot of trouble to go to. But
yeah, thank you.
Yes, what?
Kylie Jenner says, help, my bum implants are leaking.
I call bullshit.
Jeez. Which one's her? I don't know which
one. The youngest, she's the billionaire. She's the one with the
who's
big,
the hottie?
Big
lips. There's a hottie in there.
That's Kendall Jenner. Mm. She's the supermodel, well, Victoria's Secret
what's
supermodel.
What's happened to her? Is she sensible?
Yes.
Like if I had to choose a Kardashian, would she be the one?
I'd choose her, yes.
You wouldn't want sensible Kardashian, though.
She was the one that went out with Ben Simmons, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Basketball.
Who went out with yes. Lamar Odom?
Chloe actually.
And said she'd take him back.
And Chloe would be a good match. Kylie's bum implants are leaking. Oh, okay, here's another one.
Well, at least as long as they're both leaking at the same rate.
That's true.
Like if you feel like one of your left butt cheek was leaking and your right one wasn't, then that would not be a good look.
All right.
Does it make a
sound
when she sits down?
Like an oil leak in your car.
Is it like sitting on a whoopee cushion?
It's like popping a pimple. Yeah. All right.
Yuck.
You ready? Here's the next one.
You
ready? Bradley's nightmare. Gaga and Irina both pregnant. So what they have.
Oh, that's good though. Whoever's made which magazine's that in, credit.
That is New Weekly.
That's the best bit of bullshit I've heard in a long time.
What they do is.
Because that's a ripper.
Yeah.
They've got a picture of them and she's just got a t-shirt tucked into her jeans and looks just a little bit love handily. And Irina's just wearing a dress, basically.
That's a great bit of mischief. So Bradley's got both of them missing. He's left his girlfriend.
Yeah,
he's about to hook up with her. Is that true? Are they doing something together?
Well, they're about to appear at Glastonbury together.
Is that
which I think, that's not even I call bullshit. That's for reals. Do you know what I think? Mm. I think that's in very bad taste.
Oi! Oh. Why? What's wrong?
Well, why would you rub it in? To Irina.
But you don't know. She may have left him for another woman.
She may have left him because of his carry-on with Gaga. And I think if they perform together.
It was all fun and games for a while.
Well,
and now
then
you're
don't complain
it.
About it when people speculate
you
about
it. You were the one
romance.
Who was speculating about it. You were the one who were egging it on.
Yeah, well, I'm allowed to.
And now you're upset.
I'm allowed to. All right.
I don't understand the politics.
Okay.
But that's good piece of bullshit. Well done, Women's Day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was New Weekly.
Oh, New Weekly. Good stuff. Very mischievous.
Mm. I said I would go to this one. I gave a teaser early on the show. Harry quits the Royals.
How do you do that?
Women's Day say palace shock as the prince reveals his drastic plans.
He's going to step down.
He wants to run away. Yep. About his future as a royal. He's had enough of royal life. Even his favourite parts of being a royal. Now, how could you love being
billiards.
A royal?
Well, nude billiards.
Exactly.
That's
Vegas.
The fun bit. How could you love going to Royal Ascot and being taken around in a stupid stagecoach, around paraded like a horse with
fun.
A stupid hat on and everybody to clap you? Kill me now.
If you're in a race, it'd be fun.
Yes. That would be. Look at them all. In their stupid
hats and their
stupid suits.
Tradition.
Well, hang on.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Well, you did write a letter to Prince Edward, you must have at some stage thought they were pretty cool.
No, I miffed. He didn't, so I'm over them now.
Oh.
I'll tell you, though, who else is chasing him down. His old girlfriend, Chelsea.
Hello, Chelsea.
She's moved back to London to be close to him.
Wow.
All right. I have Stefanovic updates.
Whee! Is he going to the Logies?
This is what New Idea is saying. Carl's first day's on set. The popular TV host is ready to put the past behind him.
I call bullshit.
What set?
They have got old pictures of Carl when he's behind the scenes on the set of the Today Show.
He's back.
They bunged him in and saying he's going to be back on board. They've all had a big discussion. Deborah, Georgie, Carl, they all think it's for the best. And they're all
the Australop? Did the Australop
big
have a...
Big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
I'd say we send an ostrilop to the Logies.
I think
and
so.
And we set one loose. Hey.
Stephen should win an award.
But I
for
read
that.
In the Sunday papers that Carl's attending the Logies.
Oh, that's awesome.
He will be because he's still contracted. He's still got a show to be on air.
He's TV royalty.
You can't turn up at the Logies and it'll cause trouble.
No, it won't. Nah,
he sit on our table?
He should.
Oh. He's got his show this time next year still to come on.
Oh, well, I suppose you got it.
He says to promote that. Do you know what, though, this magazine says? Ooh.
What?
They have realised they need an alpha male co-host back on Today. Enter Carl. How
bullshit.
Dare you, woman's
well,
new
Well, can't
idea,
be the weather guy. Can't be. I think he's ruled himself out of the alpha male.
The Australop, maybe.
One more, one to take us out of. Yeah. No, we're done.
Yes. Oh, no, I think we're done, unless you want to find out about Delta's restaurant meltdown. Caught on camera.
I call bullshit.
We'll get it on the other side.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave Warner is so far the highest run scorer of the World Cup.
Everything that David Warner touches at the moment is turning to gold.
And that's helped the Aussies to second on the table with two huge games coming up against England tomorrow and top of the table New Zealand this weekend.
Great shot. What a shot that is.
Last night, Origin 2 was a Blues bonanza in the West.
And that's going for the card.
Maroons aren't making excuses.
Probably one of the worst games I've ever been in. My performance was terrible tonight.
Please welcome back our cricket and origin guru, Gus Warland.
Hey, Gussie.
G'day, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
My God, how good was that, says Gould, not showing
any bias
at all. Now, how'd you go watching that? That's been a long time coming for any Blues fan, yeah?
Yeah, for my brekkie show, I had to get an Uber into work because there was no way I was sober enough to get in there myself this morning. I had a full crew around at my place.
Oh, you do? I was going to ask who you watch it with.
Yeah, watch it with a whole bunch of mates. The same bunch of mates I've watched it with literally when it started 30-odd years ago. It was incredible. Queensland normally do that to New South Wales.
No, correct. Correct. It's like everyone had put on the wrong jerseys last night.
Well, we changed our jersey for the first time. We went to an away jersey, even though we play sort of sky blue against maroon and only play three games a year, but they went for it and it looked fantastic.
Freddie's a genius. Freddie's a genius. Is that the...
Yeah, exactly. Freddie put himself on the line, really, his whole coaching gig on the line, making so many changes, and now everyone has just got to sit back and go, well done, big fella.
All right, what do you make of Eskimo Joe? That seems to be the only controversial moment of the night.
I didn't realise there was only one bloke. I don't know if you've heard the actual commentary by Wade Warren. He goes, well, the Eskimo Joe, he's fired up the crowd. He's like, no, mate, it's a band.
Anyway, yes, there's still a third one, of course, and it all means nothing unless you get that across the line.
Got to feel pretty confident.
It's going to be an absolute humdinger, no doubt. Now, what do we need to know about the World Cup?
Gus, I'm still got to get Mick involved here the World Cup.
I'm still not watching Australia. What I have started doing is watching other games.
So. Yeah, but there's a couple of good games coming up.
Yeah.
Surely a huge game tomorrow night. If you can't get fired up for Lords, England versus Australia, then you probably want to give the whole thing away. And at the moment, the way I look at it, because as I said when the tournament first started, this goes for 45 days. So it's a long tournament, but the cream is rising to the top. I reckon the top four now is the top four that's going to go into the semi-final. And it's India, who are the best team, Australia, England and New Zealand. And the Aussies have got the Poms on Tuesday, then the Kiwis on Saturday. That'll sort out sort of where everyone finishes in the top four. But South Africa lost again last night. They're toast, chokes again.
Sri Lanka?
World Cup. Sri Lanka are a slight chance, but I don't think so. And Pakistan could do anything, but I think the top four is pretty much set.
Gus, is there any news coming out about the feeling amongst the Australian team members at the moment? How are they all gelling? How's it all working?
Yeah, no, winning paints over heaps of cracks, Janie, you can guarantee that. The fact that Dave Warner has played so well and his form, he's the number one run scorer, he scored a couple of hundreds. You know, he seems to be really relaxed. That year off for him seems to have really got him in a really good mental state. I think his missus and family all get along well. They're over there. So he's in a good place. And Steve Smith has just gone back the way that he always was. Hasn't had the chances that Dave Warner has.
Yeah.
Warner opens. But, yeah, they're all in good shape. They haven't quite got the exact team they want, but they're doing enough. And they'll be in the semis, and then you just never know what's going to happen.
Where are the Wags? Are they in or out at the moment? What's the status?
Well, Langer says you can come for a little bit, then out you go, and not staying in the team hotel. So it's all a little bit here and there, but that's the way he wants to do it.
And Warner's about to have a baby, isn't he?
Yeah, well, there's babies everywhere in this team. People are, well, they're obviously very virile, and they can do their bits and bobs quite well. And there's lots of Wags at the moment that are about to drop. So that could make a play. Like, would you... Janie, would you want your husband there for the birth of your child if he's got a World Cup game to play?
Absolutely not. I would send him out onto the wicket and saying, are you mad? What a terrible story for your child to have to live with.
I would have thought this will open up a few heckling possibilities for the English and other teams. Well, let's hope not.
Great, Gus. That sounds great. Again, thanks for your views on your beloved Blues.
An absolute pleasure, guys.
We'll look forward to tomorrow night.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Let's get those Pommies. Let's knock them over.
Yeah, let's get them.
They're the favourites. They're home and they're choking like you wouldn't believe.
and we love your breakfast show.
Yes, Moon Man in the morning.
Yeah, it's going great guns.
On so.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Good on you.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Lucrif Super. It's an industry super fun run only to benefit members. You get the PDS at lucrf.com.au.
Well done, Lucrif.
And Monday's a great day to start off. If you haven't got super and you haven't done it, or it's coming up to the end of financial year.
You've fooled yourself and a burden to others. You need to do this. You need to super up, and you need to super up with Lucrif because they have your best interests at heart.
And
they look after you.
Yep.
Are you an honest person?
Yes.
You do an honest day's work.
Yes.
Do you want to live a long and healthy life?
Please.
Okay, it's simple. Get on the blower, get Lucrif on the line. Not only will they sign you up, they'll tell you exactly what you're doing. They'll educate you.
They will.
They'll show you. They'll point out where the money's going, what they're actually doing. If you want to change jobs, they're there with you. They can do it.
Well, they've got a wide range of investment options too and flexible insurance if you want that. They've also, you know, just as you say, give them a call. They've got personalised financial advice just to suit you. And we're not saying you have to bung in hundreds and thousands of dollars
but you need to put something away, people.
You do. It's important.
While you're earning money, you can't muck around with this. The pension is not enough to get you through.
No.
You need this. Take our advice. I'm not a very wise man, but you can take this to the bank.
Well,
you
need this is one of the smartest things you've ever had to say.
On board, especially the decent folk. You know, that's the one who I care most about.
That's true.
Right. Male or female, if you're a honest worker, a tradie, anyone, just get on board.
It's very easy to do. Go to lucrf.com.au. You'll see it all laid up there. It won't be confusing.
You'd have seen it all laid out on a jockey's ass
at
some stage. Yeah. And as someone who's a doyen in the horsey world.
Well, that's right. You're in a movie about horses. So.
I'm in a movie about
horses.
You mentioned
that, Oh, there's a new trailer out.
Oh, okay, don't start this. We'll talk about this later.
Let's do it.
Well done, Lucrif. Get on board.
All right, lucrif.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Congratulations to Kim, who called through earlier on the show. We've got a great prize for you, Kim.
What is it? You
have won yourself a trip to the Gold Coast for the TV Week Logie Awards. That's return flights to the Goldie, transfers, accommodation, tickets to the red carpet.
Great stuff.
Now, if you want to score tickets, you can also go to the win page at kennedymalloy.com.au and make sure you tune in 7 o'clock Sunday, this Sunday, for all the action from the TV Week Logies on 9.
Have you been paying attention on tonight? Also nominated for Logies.
That's true. And not nominated for Logie, but
it's very disappointing.
Cracking picture in the News Limited newspapers around the country today. Australia's favourite footy TV program is Front Bar Mick Malloy. There you are with someone called Sam Payne and Andy Marr.
Don't know much about them. about the other
big
two.
Big whopping photo. Did you say your boys saw that?
Yes. I said, look, Dad's in the paper. They go, you're always in the paper.
Oh, wow. They get a bit blasé about
totally
it.
Totally unimpressed.
But that's a huge deal, you know, having you.
Well, thank you very much.
And a great result. So congratulations.
The most popular football show is
that is
a
great
high accolade.
And miles ahead of any other show.
Yeah.
Well, not any other show. I'm putting Game of Thrones up there at the moment. As one of the great...
Oh,
you know, over the weekend, I watched episode 3 of season 3. Wow. What an episode. You remember what happened?
No.
Jamie got his hand cut off.
Did you get a shock when that happened?
Well, of course I did. I got even more of a shock when they made him drink horse piss. I thought, what are we, at a Bucks party here? This is the type of behaviour. I felt sorry for Jamie Lannister.
Did you?
Varys and told Tyrion how he got his dick and balls cut off. There's a lot of rake stuff going on all of a sudden.
Well, you keep hiring
the guy
getting
his hand cut
stuff.
Off and dick and balls cut off. And they're pretty quick to knock something off at the end of the... End of the day, Littlefinger. I'm not sure about Littlefinger.
Don't be sure about
Littlefinger. Well, he's obsessed with Sansa. I don't know what's going on
there. His name alone is enough to put me off. And
then how's this? This is one of the great...
Littlefinger.
He's got a brother. I won't tell you what he's called. But how's this one? Then a young boy helps Theon escape. Yeah. Right? Now, this is unbelievable. I love a practical joke as much as the next guy. He takes him through all the things, and then he goes sucked in.
Yeah, it was a
trap. Sucked in. It's a trick.
Yes, I know. I've seen the episode.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. What happens?
How many people have seen it?
Everybody. Because everybody has seen the entire series of Game of Thrones except you. And well, you're persisting with this. For God's sakes. What are we up to?
You know there's seven kingdoms. Do you wear this?
And like an iron throne?
There's one iron throne. Yeah. And they're all trying to get on the iron throne.
Sometimes I wish radio was visual. Again, my eyes are rolling.
That's enough.
Who's on the show tomorrow?
Oh, Adam Rosenbach's on the show tomorrow.
Oh, Rosie. Well, we sent him on a...
we sent him to go
on
and
a mission.
Do some yoga with some goats.
With goats.
Yes,
that's
right.
Not a euphemism.
He's going to do some yoga with some goats.
Excellent.
I'm about to go and commune with a goat.
Oh, yeah.
At Dimitri's feast.
As long as it's not reindeer.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch a reindeer in the face. Todd Sampson.
Missed any of the show? Grab the podcast from today's show, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry Fund Lucra Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.